Week one of the 2021 NFL season is in the books, and so are the figures for Arizona's first weekend of legalized sports betting. Across the country, online bets on NFL games increased by 126% over opening weekend last year, according to online security firm GeoComply. More than 58 million bets were placed online and on mobile apps. 6 million of those bets were placed in Arizona, with more than 250,000 residents using operators like FanDuel and DraftKings, as well as Las Vegas brands MGM, Wynn, and Caesars. Eric Ramsey is a market analyst for PlayAZ.com, and he joins me to break down week one of sports betting in Arizona. Eric, was this successful first week an anomaly, or is it sustainable?
I would say this is about what we expected. That is still, it's still a really encouraging start. We had pretty lofty expectations for this market. Arizona has a lot of things going for it. The timing obviously is perfect to coincide with the start of football season. So expectations were high, and it looks like so far at least we're on pace to meet those expectations.
So a lot of incentives initially for people to open accounts with the various operators, you know, as a way to get people excited initially. What do you look for the traffic as far as what will make that traffic stay with us for a while?
Yeah, it's going to really depend on, you know, the long-term pricing at these sports books, the amount of entertainment value they can offer, the usability. There's a lot of factors that go into retaining a customer, but certainly the first step is getting them in the door, and we saw a lot of that for this opening weekend. I'm sure I don't have to tell you about the television ad campaigns that have been running throughout the state. I'm sure you're getting bombarded. And yeah, the bonus offers may be as robust as we've seen in any new market that's launched. You're talking about, you know, $5,000 risk-free bets from Caesars and things like that. These are really enticing promotions for serious bettors.
So do we know how many Arizonans placed the wagers, how many wagers they placed? And then, of course, we'd love to know how much money. I'm not sure we have that yet.
Yeah, we don't have a ton of data. There's a company called GeoComply, which provides the location services that really power sports betting in Arizona. And they threw out some numbers. What'd they say? 6.1 transactions in Arizona from 271,000 accounts. So we're talking about pretty substantial numbers just in a vacuum there. That represents more than 10% of all of the location transactions they had for the whole weekend. You know, we're talking about 26 states plus Washington, D.C. with legal sports betting. So out of that, Arizona represented about 10% of the digital traffic. And that puts it fourth ahead of even Illinois, between Michigan and Illinois. So, yeah, big numbers to start. I have a hunch some of that was traffic from Las Vegas, some curious bettors coming down to take advantage of those promotions and those odd boosts. So, you know, maybe that'll taper off a little over time. But again, hard to really pick any holes in the start here.
So online mobile makes it super easy for people to place bets. What about brick and mortar? We've got counters at some of the arenas like Footprint Center, Chase Field. What are you looking for, or what did you see in terms of competition there?
Yeah, as far as I know, we still only have two brick-and-mortar sportsbooks in the state. The Caesars Sportsbook opened at Chase Field and the FanDuel Sportsbook at Footprint Center. I talked to FanDuel this morning, and they said they had more action in person at Footprint Center than in some of their books in the more established states like Michigan and Illinois and places like that. So, yeah, you know, we'd expect to see a lot of eagerness and a lot of curiosity to come out and check out the launch. The governor being on site certainly helped drive some foot traffic to these properties. But the rollout for the brick and mortar part of sports betting will be a little slower. It'll take, you know, probably the rest of the football season or so before we have a big roster of physical places to bet.
So Chase Field, home of the Diamondbacks, Footprint Center, home of the Suns. NBA season doesn't start for another month and a half or so, or month or so. Does it matter with brick and mortar if the teams that are playing in these venues have good seasons? Obviously, Diamondbacks have been terrible. Attendance is bad. Is that going to have any impact on the number of people coming down there to place bets, you think?
We will find out. You know, the good thing, quote unquote, good thing about sports betting is you can bet on the other team too. You don't have to always bet on the home team.
Right.
So you might get action on both sides of that. Yeah, we don't have a ton of data in the broader U.S. to really support that notion yet, but seems like just logically that, you know, the deeper a team goes into a season with chances of making the playoffs and things like that, the more betting it will draw, sure.
Is there a logical time of year? Obviously, as we just said, this has just become legal in Arizona, so big time. NFL obviously attracts a lot of bettors. March Madness for the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Are we going to look for a lot of spikes, a lot of ups and downs based on what sports season it is?
summer is the slow season, so we don't have to worry about that for another year. And NFL season is peak busy season. Usually we see the high point in January, which, you know, coincides with football playoffs and the ramp up of NBA season and things like that. So expect a really strong fall to really peak through the winter months, through January, and then into, like you said, March Madness. We'll have another noticeable peak in it. But we will be ramping up for the next 9 months in Arizona. I wouldn't be surprised if we have a string of record months for the next, you know, throughout football season. I would expect to see monthly growth probably every month.
Do you think having it in more places is going to change how sports betting is done? Are we going to see more innovative things? Is it possible to see more innovation?
Yeah, you know, that's sort of why I mentioned the bettors coming down from Las Vegas. Despite the fact that Nevada has been doing this for decades, the online products there just aren't very good compared to what you have in Arizona. The market leading apps, DraftKings and FanDuel and Barstool, those just aren't available in Nevada because of the laws they have there. So these are the companies that are innovating outside of Nevada, and they have a good enough product that people in Nevada are jealous. Mainly the fantasy sports companies and the digital media companies like Barstool are the ones that are innovating. Their products are the most user-friendly. Obviously, they're bonusing aggressively. Plenty of room for innovation. You're going to see a lot more of it in the next couple years, too.
Are we expecting to see a more diverse group of bettors? The perception is there's a certain type of person who has been comfortable betting on sports, and now that it's legal in Arizona, for example, do you expect us to see everyone, as long as it's, you know, as long as they're an adult, everyone of all sorts of backgrounds, or would you expect it to be sort of the hardcore sports fans dominate this?
One interesting thing about online betting is it allows bettors to bet a lot smaller amounts than they might in a casino. You can get, you know, $5 or $10 on a game or a few games really easily online. You might not be willing to go to a casino to do that, so certainly appeals to lower stakes bettors. And then, yes, every survey we see about both fantasy sports and sports betting tell us that women are doing this more than we really realize, whether that's, you know, ignorance on our part or maybe a little bias in the polling, or not sure what to tie it to. But yes, women are betting on sports, and certainly the access, you know, having a mobile sports book on your cell phone opens us up to anybody. Yeah, I think you're going to see this is not just for the hardcore professional Las Vegas style bettor. This is essentially a form of entertainment. It's gambling, but it's gambling entertainment around sports, and that appeals to a lot more people than just, you know, who we think of as gamblers.
Eric Ramsey is a market analyst for PlayAZ.com.